Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour here, as we think about what's going on in the world and talk about what's going on in the world, this is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here to regale us with her intelligence. Victoria Keelan, likewise. And is Kara Schillen cut from that same cloth? Yes, you'll find that out here. It's good. Intelligence is a good disease to have. If you've got it, that's great. A lot of people have good ideas. Let's share them here. It becomes a daily habit with lots of people, right? Don't you folks feel like you, ladies, feel like you're in a habit? You got to be here at the same time. It's a habit. It's not a bad habit, right? There's a lot of good things that we
talk about. It's an early habit, I'll tell you that.
Early habit, yes, it's an early habit. All right, so Jennifer, you've been studying. I know you. This is on your priority list. What's going on with the president is on your priority list, and also what's going on in Roswell or related areas. The UFO thing is Friday, right?
Yeah, well, everybody's been paying attention to this storm Area 51 event that's supposed to be happening. But the U.S. Navy has finally made an acknowledgement, Dougie. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
They've acknowledged footage that allegedly showed UFOs hurtling through the air. And officials, they said they don't know what the objects are. They're not giving us any hints either. The objects are seen in three clips of declassified military footage, and they are unidentified aerial phenomena.
That's plural. A phenomenon is singular. Phenomena is plural.
I just like to say that word because it reminds me of the Muppet movie.
Yes.
Phenomena. Anyway, this is all confirmed according to a Navy spokesperson, and the clips were released between December 2017 and March 2018 by To the Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences. They appear to show fast-moving oblong objects captured by advanced infrared sensors. In footage from 2004, sensors lock on a target as it flies before it accelerates out of the left side of the frame, too quickly for the sensors to relocate it. Two of the videos from 2015, both of them, contain audio from U.S. fighter pilots attempting to make sense of what they were seeing. The audio goes something like this. "It's a blankin' drone, bro," a pilot says to his colleague. "My gosh, they're all going against the wind. Look at that thing, dude." Now, whether or not
I love that Bill and Ted are U.S. fighter pilots.
I know. So look inside the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
But these videos are pretty interesting to watch. You can see them. I don't know, Victoria, you watched them. I did, too. To me, it looks like exactly...
Yeah.
What in my mind is something, it's hard to explain what it would be. So what did you think?
Yeah, it's this oblong thing. You can see on the video, this apparently happened in daytime. And so they switched back and forth between, because the screen is black and white. So they switched back and forth and you can see it really clearly. And it's just this oblong thing that's floating there. And then out of the blue, it seems to be observed for a while. And then it just takes off to the left and just darts right off the screen. So I don't know of anything that can really accelerate that quickly, especially as these are F-18 fighter pilots who are flying.
Watch a bee fly. They move pretty fast in all kinds of different directions.
No. Bee. It's not like, you need to watch the video. It's not like this.
Yeah.
And
this is just a small glimpse at what apparently a lot of Navy people see. Navy training ranges see these types of things all the time. And it's so funny. I had totally pushed this out of my mind. I was coming back from dinner with my cousin on Tuesday night, and it was dark. It wasn't late. It was probably 8:15, I think. And something, I don't know what it was, and I meant to look it up, and I didn't until we had this conversation, something fell, like lit up and went across the sky. Now, I don't know. I thought maybe it could have been a shooting star. Maybe I saw a UFO. I don't know. I've got to do a little Googling to see if anybody else saw it.
Tinkle, tinkle.
There's a map of real time. I forget the name of it now, but you can Google it. There's a map of real time UFO spottings, and it's like the UFO Institute. And it has all of the different, whether it's been a flying object or whatever it is, crop circles. And it's all in real time, which really cracks me up. But yes.
UFO, the guy who runs the UFO Institute has three eyes. Have you ever seen the guy?
Okay.
Three. Come. One, two, three. While we're into what's going on in the service areas, the Army says it's hit enlistment goals. They've updated their recruitment practices. So they need, they've been trying to fill this. It was a big target. The Army leaders say they expect to exceed the recruitment goal of 68,000 new troops by the end of this month. Army missed its target last year. They had a goal of 76,000. So they have fewer needs, apparently, this year. First time in more than a decade, the country's largest military branch failed to reach its recruitment goal. They've been promising, though. They do a lot of nasty, devious stuff to get people, at least they used to, get young people's attention. Now, I'm not sure whether they've cleaned up their act or not. Anybody here know anyone who has gone into the Army, been enlisted, either gone on his or her own, or they've been recruited? They go to the Army recruiter station, and the Army says, we'll give you this, we'll do that, and then none of it turns out to be true, but the education quotient is pretty important, I think, for a lot of people. We are paying for the education of lots of these folks, and that's how they get them to go in. But I don't know anybody who's been enlisted. It's not in my wheelhouse. My son, my daughter, I don't know anybody. Well, they're older now.
My cousin was actually lucky to come home. He was in that very well-known attack in Afghanistan by the Taliban that was made into a bunch of different documentaries. And
how long ago did he go in, Jennifer?
Oh, gosh.
What was he promised, actually, to when he went in?
I don't know what he was promised, but he doesn't have any, he doesn't seem to take issues with them at all. I mean, he after that ambush attack that he was involved with, he was ready to come home. It was scary, and that's hard for him to talk about, although he did take part in the documentary about it.
Did he? Okay.
But I don't think that he takes any issue with the government for his treatment or any lack of promises. I don't think he did school, though, afterwards. I think he just got married and went to work.
A lot of times, good skills. There's good training that goes on. A lot of people become a tradesperson. They learn how to become carpenters or electricians. That's part of what happens. But the other thing, sometimes you hear people joking about what their area of expertise, when they go in, they have, let's say they've gone to Volk School, and at 18 or when they graduate from high school, they have a mechanical background or they have some specialty, and the Army puts them in something that has nothing to do with what they know how to do, which always amazes me. They expect to, or they want to, have a 500,000 new recruits by the year 2024. So in the next 5 years, they want another 500,000. I'm guessing that's not to add to, but to replace those who are coming out of the service. It's tough. Either you're in something very active or you're doing something that's very boring. And it's hard to maintain a focus, probably in either of those circumstances. Not a pleasant thing, but somebody... And the thing that bothers me about it is that people who have money don't go in, for the most part. They don't enlist. They don't, you know, unless it's in the family, the tradition. People who don't have other choices go into the Army. And I don't know that that's the best, I don't know what the solution is, but it seems that we have a lot of people who come from desperate backgrounds that don't have other choices.
Yeah, but those people have really turned their lives into, it's opened up so much for themselves.
Yeah, it's done a lot for them.
Yeah,
and they'd be the first to tell you that. You're right. 16 past the hour on today's DJV program. In a moment, the truth about what happened to Princess Diana.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think. if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend.
Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There is a newly published book featuring the first ever interview with the man driving that white Fiat that clipped Princess Di's car before the car crash. It was 22 years ago this month. Oh, my God. And anyway, the book claims to be the definitive account of what happened, the evidence, etc. Book's called Diana, Case Solved. Dylan Howard, who is a journalist, former policeman, is out now. The authors sit down with the driver of the car, Lee Van Than, for the first interview. And so if you look at the book, there are excerpts that'll start appearing this week of the book, and these guys will be all over the place pushing the book to... By the way, it's $22.49. I'm not getting paid to say that. But anyway, the driver of this car says he knows he's a pawn. He said there are powerful forces capable of destroying his life. So he didn't want to answer too many questions. I thought, this looks like, to me, a kind of a, this looks like a con. Yes, no, maybe. A real, the paparazzi, they say it's the real story, and then they don't give you the real story. Because he doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you put Princess Diana in a story or a title, people are going to look at it and buy it because it's something that people are still interested in. But I don't really see why this guy would have more information than anybody else.
No. And a lot of other people declined to be interviewed for it. It looks like you get suckered in. Diana, case solved. There'll be somebody who'll do a... What, a Lifetime? No, that wouldn't be on Lifetime. Where would that go?
Oh, they've done tons of that already.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. On Lifetime?
Really? Sure. I don't know if it was Lifetime, but definitely one of those scripted things, yeah.
All right. Aren't you glad you stay tuned? Excuse me. I don't usually do the come-on stuff once in a while just for fun. 21 at the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunt. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Controversy here for the title of this song from Mr. John.
Woo!
Elton John, The Devil Wears Prada. New musical on Broadway, set to premiere next summer with a score written by Elton John. Musical based on the movie starring Meryl Streep, remember? Anne Hathaway was in it. It grossed $300 million. It was a big popular, and Meryl played a bitch, and the song was for her. Right? I mean, that's not letting... It's not spoiler stuff. Everybody.
She was like the most terrifying person
she
you could ever
bitch.
Work for.
Yeah, she was like Cruella de Vil in real life.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So this musical is going to play in the Nederlander Theater in Chicago from July 14th to August 16th, and then it goes to Broadway. So they're practicing in Chicago. Reimagining The Devil Wears Prada for the theater is super exciting, is what Elton said. I'm a huge fan of both the book and the feature film. That doesn't surprise me, does it? Surprising any of you?
Who isn't a fan of this movie, though?
And a huge aficionado of the fashion world. That doesn't surprise you. I can't wait to sink my musical teeth into this hunk of popular culture. Well, it's all in the words, Jen. As in the film and the book, the musical is going to follow Andy, an ambitious young writer in New York who lands a job at a prestigious fashion magazine, only discover that her stylish boss is straight out of hell. The Devil Wears Prada film proved to be a breakout hit for Anne Hathaway, also earned Meryl Streep another Oscar nomination. She was Miranda Priestley. So this was Anne Hathaway's first big movie?
No. She was in The Princess Diaries, and she was in other stuff, but this was a breakout role for her.
Yeah,
I think this took her from kind of teen movies to, like, actually being an adult actor that a lot of people respected.
Right. Just upped her annoying factor, but, you know.
Excuse me. 26 and change after the hour on the DGV program. More music now for Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and you from Rod Stewart, who has opened up about a battle he's having with prostate cancer. Yesterday we talked about Alex Trebek. Today the story is about Rod Stewart, who's 74 now. He's revealed that he has become clear. A doctor's given him a clear bill of health attending a fundraiser in England for the Prostate Project and the European Tour Foundation charities. He said he was given the thumbs up from his doctors in July. He was diagnosed in 2016. He was a member. Remember Faces? Ron Wood was in that group with him and Kenny Jones. Now, they were at the event where they jammed with him on some of his most beloved hits. He said to the crowd, quote, 2 years ago I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. No one knows this, but I thought it was about time I told everybody I'm in the clear now because I caught it early. Guys, you really have to go to the doctor. Finger up the bum. No harm done.
Oh, no.
That's the line of the day, boys
and
girls.
It's like a Tuesday for him.
If you forget, you know, if you forget everything else we talk about today, finger up the bum, no harm done. I gotta circle that one.
Imagine that on a T-shirt.
I'm going to use that on Ken Kronhaus later on today.
Oh, God, he's going to be speechless.
Finger up the bum, no harm done. All right, anyway, so Rod Stewart thanked the friends who were there. He noted Ronnie Wood battled lung cancer. Kenny Jones had prostate cancer, too. These people are all big smokers and live it up, you know, that kind of stuff. Prostate cancer is a function of what you eat. It's usually caused by sugar, alcohol, that kind of stuff. And it,
but not always, because my friend's dad had it, and he's never had a drop of alcohol in his life. So
really? That's unusual.
Yeah,
so something else there. Sometimes hereditary plays a factor in it, too, as well. So anyway, the good news is that if you're a Rod Stewart fan, he looks like he's okay. They kicked into Maggie May as he made the announcement. So there it is. 28 after on the DJV program.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend. Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. Must apply flash. Exclusions apply.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn at least two people killed in flooding in Texas. More than 40 inches of rain falling. One man killed while trying to rescue his horses from flooding between Houston and Beaumont.
It doesn't make any sense for everybody to get on the road and be stuck on the road or in a lot of water. You're still going to be there and unsafe.
And Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner urging people in his city not to call 911 unless it's a real emergency.
If you're simply stuck on the road or on the shoulder or in someplace, but you're safe in terms of being dry, that is not a 911.
In other news, Israel divided, a third election possible, as Benjamin Netanyahu in the Likud party tied with Benny Gantz in his blue and white party in an extremely close election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here we know more of what we know about the day. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Joey Keelan, thank heavens, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who knows what fate we might face were we not to have Kara there. I am looked upon as the authority figure here on this program.
God help us all.
What? Really? Why do you say that? I'm ensuring.
You're not a big fan of authority.
That's right, yes. Power, yes. Authority, no. I rule with an iron hand. Fear-based thinking is... No, I don't do any of that stuff. Pretty much everybody does their own thing, and it's a doggone good thing that they're all good. Because maybe that shows that I know how to pick them. Maybe that's what the deal is here. Speaking of knowing how to pick things, Victoria has picked a story to start this half hour out with a focus on New Mexico.
Yeah, New Mexico.
Mexico.
New Mexico's governor, Governor Grisham, says that she is hoping to make college tuition free for all state residents who are looking to attend their public institutions. And they have 29 of the state's two-year and four-year public colleges and universities, and all New Mexico families, regardless of their income, for the fall of 2020 semester. That's who these people, that's essentially what this program would apply to. So it's kicking in really soon. And Grisham said this program is an absolute game changer for New Mexico. Higher education in this state, a victim of the recession, has been starved in recent years. And she said that the plan is intended to increase access to higher education to underserved populations in the state. She said New Mexicans of every income, of every background, every age, we're putting students first and we're creating meaningful opportunity. And that's actually the name of the program. It's called Opportunity Scholarship. And it still needs to go through the legislative approval, but Grisham says that she's confident that lawmakers will be on board with it. The funds for the program would come from the state budget, as New Mexico has seen a boost in revenue from oil production. And so essentially, it would cover the fees not paid for by federal grants or the state's lottery scholarship, which typically leaves 25 to 40% of college still to be paid for. And so the scholarship does not cover room and board. It just covers tuition. And the program in New Mexico would also allow for adults returning to a two-year community college to attend free of tuition and fees. And so a similar program is in New York. That only covers middle-class families making less than $125,000 per year. That qualifies them for free tuition at all the City University of New York and State University of New York education systems as well.
Can we back up a little here? Who's paying?
This is coming from a state fund, and they said...
What's the origin of the state fund? Where does the money come from?
Like I said, recent revenue boost from oil production is what the governor...
So it's specifically
from
oil production. It's not an extra tax on people, or it's not... You know, all these people who think they're going to get you to vote for them by saying, college is free for everyone, bunk them. Not free at all. Somebody's going to pay for it. So, and somebody's got to pay for this. I just want to know where the money was coming from. So, oil taxes that are put on the oil industry by the state. That's what you're saying, I think, right?
I don't know. No. The direct quote that she said is, the funds for the program are coming from the state budget, as New Mexico has seen a recent boost in revenue from oil production.
But
so,
that's,
I don't know.
Hocus-pocus talk. That's a lot of hocus-pocus, isn't it?
I think this is a great idea, and I think it's a good thing.
Not unless
for
I know where the money, where's the money coming from? I want to know where the money is coming from.
She's saying it's a boost in revenue, but she doesn't necessarily say that it's all coming from that. So you can probably, it's probably a mixture of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
Not fair.
Well, like she said, the lawmakers have to go through everything, and before this is, you know.
I think it's a great idea if the money comes from an appropriate source, but the appropriate source is not the taxpayer.
If the taxpayers are for it
and their kids can go to college. That's the thing. If you're a taxpayer, this is what people don't seem to think about. Jen and I were talking about this yesterday with health insurance. If there's a health insurance tax, it's not going to be the same amount of what I was paying with my husband from his last company. That was $700 a month for us to have really crappy insurance with a $5,000 deductible. I would rather pay a tax incrementally over time because it's not going to equal $700 a month. And it's the same thing for this. Depending on what the tax is, some families may say, we've got three kids, we can't afford to send them to college. We'd rather, instead of paying tuition for three kids, I'd rather pay a tax. I know you're anti-tax on all levels, but sometimes it's you weigh the options, and sometimes it's actually better to pay a tax because it's less money.
I'm not disputing that, but I'm not convinced here that we've got all the answers yet. I think it's a good idea, maybe a good start, but we don't have there's not a conclusive answer as to where the money is actually coming from. Excuse me.
The difference between education and health care taxes too, I think the argument it should be put out there anyway, is that with health care it's something that everybody is given then automatically, right? It becomes universal health care, everybody gets the health care that they're paying into the kitty for essentially. With education, not everybody has kids, not everybody is going to send their kids to college, not everybody's going to take advantage of this particular college. And even if you are the family with three kids that are going to use this and send three kids to college, do you want to pay for it your whole life, I think, becomes the question. So I don't know. I think that's where a lot of people who are against these types of things probably pop up, because it's not it's not something you're going to, it's not a service that you use every single day. And then you go, what am I doing? I'm paying all this money for what? So everybody else
but
can use
the three, my money. You could also make the argument that those three kids may also be saddled with tuition debt for the rest of their lives. So it could be a lifelong thing either way.
It's a stab at something that's a real problem.
So when you think about, you know, the limitations on education, on education and job opportunity, if you, the more education you have, the better chance you'll be able to go to the cities in New Mexico and get a job.
Get out of there. So if you want to travel somewhere in the Southwest, you can use Southwest to get there. That's how they started, little podunk airline that was supposed to serve the big cities in the Southwest. Now they're the largest by volume. They carry more passengers domestically than any other airline. And they were known for their peanuts. Well, boys and girls, now Southwest is bringing back their peanuts, but there's a catch. They will not be free. You can buy them. All you got to do is pay $29 a bag. Yes. That's they go. They actually use a 10.
How many peanuts? $29.
It's a lunch box. It's a tin lunch box, and it has two 10-ounce bags. So it's 20 ounces of peanuts. One is like plain. One's honey roasted.
You sell about one a day.
The box is $29. Yeah, you get the lunch box and everything with it. That's a lot of money.
I thought the excuse to pull a peanut off the plane was because too many people are allergic to them.
Right, but now apparently no one's allergic anymore, and so they're bringing them back.
Imagine.
I don't know. It's
people,
very
the allergies. What a yeah, the
scam.
Allergies fade
yeah.
away when they can charge $30 for peanuts.
What exactly. a scam! Gosh. Unbelievable. Okay, speaking of scams, this is going to be I don't know whether I want to make short work of this or not. I am tired of people who take the opportunity to make trouble based on something that was done a long time ago. It's getting redundant. It's getting trivialized. The fact that Pierre Trudeau wore brown face at a party.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Pierre is his father. Maybe Pierre did.
It's also his middle name, but yes, Justin is what most people know him by.
Yes, okay. He's the current Prime Minister of Canada, and re-election's going on now, so all of his opponents are finding scrubby stuff. And somebody found a picture in a yearbook of him wearing brown face at a party almost 20 years ago. I'm over this. I'm done. I'm fed up. This kid, what was life like? Are you the same person today you were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago? I'm guessing no is the answer to that. So we all make stupid mistakes. To make a big deal out of it is moronic, in my estimation.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
I think the timing of it is obviously very
suspicious.
In the middle of an election. The only thing that I think is weird is, you know, it's in a yearbook, but he's at this Arabian Nights party, which I'm sure people would even question now. But the one thing is, no one else is in brown face or black face or when everyone else is just wearing
a turban on his,
and
he
has his whole face painted like oil black and his hands are painted. I don't know, it's just weird that he would do it at a party where no one else is wearing it. It's an Arabian Nights party.
It's very strange.
Everyone knows what your costume is because you're at a party that's themed like that, so it just seems very weird that he went so above and beyond in the costume. It's not even realistic looking.
The thing is like, look, and I'm with you, Doug, on this. I think everybody has something that they're probably not proud of. There's probably something stupid in their background.
Yes,
like, find me someone with a clean record and, I'll give you $1 million because I don't know that anybody has one.
No.
But this is, it's our reaction that we can control. And what makes me mad is that Megyn Kelly, who say if you, I don't care if you like her or you don't, I'm in the middle on Megyn Kelly, but she lost her job at NBC for simply engaging in a conversation about blackface, and we kind of now give passes to the
over
people
the
who
top.
Are actually wearing it.
I'm
so,
with you.
You know
I
what?
She's not my favorite, but that was really, that was just a way somebody picked that one off of a tree to get rid of it.
But it seems like we just need to measure our response because, and this happens on both sides of the aisle, where we run people who are on the other side of the aisle for doing something through the mud. And then, no blackface pun intended, no mud. But when it happens on our side of the aisle, then we say, well, that's okay. He apologized. He was just a dumb kid. It was the same thing with Governor Northam. Governor Northam is still the governor
in
Virginia. And he lied about it and said he was not dressed as a KKK member. Well, Megyn Kelly lost her stupid job for just saying, why is blackface offensive? Okay, maybe she didn't know. Maybe we could have actually used that as a teachable moment to talk about why it's offensive. Instead, we canceled her. We got rid of her. She's not working anymore. She's a subject of jokes, and we've still got this Yahoo who's dressed in a KKK gear as governor. It's just unbelievably a double standard that irritates me.
That's in the Megyn Kelly case, her ratings were terrible, and I think that that was just an excuse to get rid of her.
And get rid of her for that, then. I mean, you know, if it's her ratings, fine, but the excuse that was given was that she was insensitive. She was yanked off the air for it.
She's lame. It was lame. Yeah. It's 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Victoria, I'm here moaning off the air about my card being hacked by Amazon Prime, or not by Amazon Prime, but somebody who gets into it with a bot. I don't even understand how this. I just said, Victoria, where's the money go? And she said it's sort of an elaborate thing.
It is. Yeah. Most of the time you'll see that they purchase gift cards with the chart. That's usually what they do. And then they sell those gift cards at a discount. Like for a couple Christmases ago, I had one of those $1.99 charges that kept appearing maybe two or three times on my card. Yeah. And so I had it flagged because it was an Amex card, so they're really good about that. And I had them flag it. And then a couple days later, I got hit with a $250 charge to Starbucks. And I was like, what can you even buy at Starbucks that's $250?
$250,
and the guy at Amex told me that that's what the scheme is. It was all gift cards. So the person had bought $250 worth of gift cards from Starbucks. It cost them nothing. They go and sell them online at a discount, and they pocket the cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who even thinks?
The criminal mind. I don't know.
All right, Comcast is giving free streaming. Is it really free?
Well, it's a free streaming box, but no, it's not free. And so Comcast is, they're giving away free streaming boxes to their internet-only subscribers. So if you have Comcast Comcast Internet, but you don't use their cable provider as well, they're now saying, hey, we'll give you a free streaming box, and it'll help control your TV experience, but you don't have to have cable. Now, it's called the Xfinity Flex. That's the box. And it initially costs $5 per month, which is ridiculous because you can actually buy a Roku box for $30 and own it outright. So why you would rent one for $5 a month is beyond me. But Comcast is now seeing that people were onto them. And so now they're giving a free box to the internet-only subscribers. And it gives them a chance to actually cut into some of those subscriptions if they can drive, you know, signups. So customers can buy and rent TV shows through this new box. And all of these movies and everything will come directly from Comcast. The box also gives Comcast control over what customers don't see, and this is where I think I would caution everyone. The Flexbox does not allow you to use PlayStation View or DirecTV Now, so basically any other cable provider or any other provider that lets you see network shows, it's not going to let you do that because they want you to only use their own cable service. So it will not allow Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus, which is coming out soon. Comcast plans to launch their own streaming service next year, which is where all this ties in. They really want everybody, their existing customers, they're really trying to keep them. The NBC streaming service is called Peacock. That's going to launch next spring. That's also not allowed on this, but Comcast hopes to charge cord cutters around $10 a month for these boxes. The only thing is, they only let you have two boxes, which most households have more than two TVs. So I would say, if Comcast is trying to sell you on this, just take a hard pass.
Take a pass. All right, here is the Langogo translation device. Pocket translator.
Geek out. It is the one gadget that really makes you feel like you're living in the future. The translation device. In the last few years, there's been a couple of these things that instantly translate conversations between people, and it's really cool. The Langogo is a newer entry that can translate up to 70 different languages. You hold it up to the speaker, and in less than a second, it translates and speaks to the language of choice. Langogo also offers its own version of Siri, called Yuri, that can give travel advice, weather reports, directions, and even act as a Wi-Fi hotspot. The result of a wildly successful crowdsourcing campaign, the Langogo Language Translator is shipping now for $300, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, next up here, Amazon in the focus with some new service. Yes?
Yes, Amazon Music HD is a brand new service from Amazon. It will offer more than 50 million songs at CD quality, plus millions more at even better than CD quality. It's part of their new tier to its music service. Now, Amazon HD Music will cost $14.99 a month or $12.99 a month for Prime members. However, here's the thing that I would like to caution everyone. HD music is a big buzz term right now, and Tidal has, that's the service I have, they have HD music and no loss and all this other stuff. None of this matters if you're listening with earbuds, AirPods, if you have speakers that you've built into your kitchen ceiling in your house, if you're listening on an Echo device, you will not hear the difference of any of this. Even if you're in your car, and it doesn't matter how much money you spend on your car sound system, you still will not hear the difference. The only way you will is if you have $500 sealed ear headphones, you might hear a difference then. So I'd say you might want to save your money.
Save your dough. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.